Liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear listeners, the true school is life. That's the name of our program series, to which we warmly greet you today. Let us ask ourselves, what can the school of life teach us, especially around the time of Advent and Christmas? How can we learn to understand the event of 2,000 years ago, the birth of the Son of God in Jesus of Nazareth, and what can we deduce from it, not only for the Christmas days, but for our life? Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God, gave help over help for this in a teaching hour from the divine wisdom. She said, we celebrate Christmas, and we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. These celebrations are actually ecclesiastical traditions that are not in the spirit of redemption. Christ, our Redeemer, is no longer the baby boy, the infant, celebrated at Christmas. Christ is the risen Lord who brought us the light of redemption. The symbol of redemption is the sign of the cross without the corpus. Christ, the Great Spirit, accomplished an unimaginable act. On the cross, he spoke the few words, "It is finished." The finished is the light that entered us. It is the light of the Redeemer and the way to the Father's house. Through the Redeemer light, no soul is lost. Every soul cleanses itself through the Redeemer light and enters the eternal heavens as a being of light. This wonderful great deed that Jesus the Christ accomplished in us, in our souls, should not be trivialized with the baby, the infant, at Christmas. Particularly at Christmas, we should bring to mind that the light of the Christ of God was born in us, the light of redemption.
Weiter sagte Gabriele.
Gabriele said further, at Christmas time, we people light many lights. We decorate fir trees. We decorate our windows. We light candles. As long as we do not cut down the trees in the woods, for a tree is a creation thought from God, and nature is a gift of love, it is wonderful to bring the radiance and light into our homes as a symbol of the inner light. However, when we glorify the babe in the stable in Bethlehem, then we people have not yet grasped that the great spirit of love dwells in us. Christmas actually could be a unique, wonderful prayer in the awareness that the great power of love sent his Son, Jesus the Christ, who on the cross at Golgotha brought us the light of love, indeed made it flow into the souls, which shows us the way to the kingdom of heaven. We people have forgotten that Christ is risen. Many people have forgotten that the light is in us. Many people celebrate Christmas and basically do not know that the proclamation of life, the proclamation of the angels, should come alive in us. The light of love has come. The light of peace has come. It is in us. And God gave us the commandments through Moses, saying, "You shall." Those who fulfill the commandments of the Lord step by step automatically grow into the teachings of Jesus the Christ. And as they fulfill them step by step, they feel in their hearts, the great Spirit, the light, is in us. It was born in us. the fulfillment of the commandments of God and the teachings of Jesus the Christ is a single prayer, the prayer to the power of love.
Gabriele explained further, it is so sad that in our time, especially at Christmas time, most people who call themselves Christians think too little of this wonderful gift of love. They celebrate Christmas and do not even know that the baby boy has long since grown up and, as Jesus Christ on the cross, has brought us the light, the peace, indeed, the homeland, and the certainty of reaching the homeland. Let us be aware that, with Christ, the angels of love show humankind the way, and let us also be aware that the angel came to the shepherds and announced to them that a great light was born, and that the light of the angel guided the shepherds to Jesus, the babe in the stable. Why did the angel not come to the priests? Why to the simple shepherds tending their sheep in the field? Didn't the angel want to tell us the great light came for all people? The great light came for all animals, for all of Mother Earth. The shepherds, the simple hearts, understood the angel. Would the theologians have understood the angel? The priests? And when at Christmas we see angels standing on our tables, or when we put angels on our tables, is it not a certain longing for purity, for beauty, splendor, for peace, for love? We attain purity when we orient ourselves to the commandments of God and to the teachings of Jesus. Then the cross of resurrection blossoms in us. Then the light of redemption begins to shine, shining through and illuminating the soul as well as the body. Then we are happy.
Gabriele explained more. When we look at our life on earth in this awareness, it is always Christmas, Christmas, the light of love. The light of resurrection, the light of peace, the light of freedom, of redemption. And as we become bearers of light, we are happy people who strive for unity, who look into the eyes of the animals and feel. Every animal is a powerful creation thought of the Great Spirit. Every plant is a powerful creation thought of the inner love. Then we will not cut down so-called Christmas trees. We will no longer kill neither people nor animals nor nature. We will turn on outer lights for joy and thankfulness in the darkest season of the year. We will decorate trees in our gardens and say, "Thank you, Christ. Thank you that the light is in us." For me, thus Gabriele, that is the prayer to the Great Spirit, to the power of love. Dear listeners, we will now hear the next part of this teaching hour from the Divine Wisdom in the original recording of Gabriele.
Dear listeners, let go of traditions and realize in your heart that every human being is the temple of God, that in each one of us lives the powerful angel, and thus the Redeemer light. Let us all realize that in every animal, in every plant, is the liberating life of the great, mighty Creator. And that Jesus also came to liberate the animals and Mother Earth from the brutality of human beings. Let us also think about so-called Christmas presents. What all is given as presents at Christmas? There are so many external things. How would it be if we gave ourselves to Christ by making ourselves aware each day anew, Christ in us? How would it be if we leave behind the traditional celebrations and go into our inner being, that is, to pray into our heart, into our soul, to the great light that is in us? For all of us, each one of us, is the temple of God. And if we adorn this temple with the adornment of virtue, the great love for God and Christ, then there is no need for churches of stone. Then we have arrived directly at the inner altar of love in ourselves. And those who pray from the heart, realizing that prayers can be fulfilled by the power of redemption, feel free and happy. And those who give themselves to Christ, aware that they are striving more and more for the commandments of God and the teachings of Jesus, the Christ, feel in their hearts Christmas. I wish this feeling of happiness to each of us. Try it at Christmas, especially on so-called Christmas Eve. Go into the stillness. Pray to within in the awareness that the great spirit of love, the redemption, dwells in us. Let the light of the heart, the light of redemption, resurrect in us. Then we will feel the answer of the Great Spirit, who says to all of us, I am present in you. I am present in each soul, in each person, in each animal, in each plant. This awareness of unity makes us happy. And we could carry this happiness into the holidays. We could radiate this happiness into the hearts of our fellow people. This happiness stays with us day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year.
Dear listeners, we heard Gabriele in the original recording how she entrusted the love and the light of the Christ of God to all people. Then Gabriele referred to a song, I pray unto the power of love, she said. I have a wonderful prayer here, which is also sung as a song. It is called, I pray unto the power of love. The first verse goes, I pray unto the power of love that reveals itself in Christ above. I yield unto the noble impulse with which as child I have been loved. I want, in place of selfish thinking, to let myself in seas of love be sinking.
And Gabriele explained about this. Christ in us, the power of love in us. To sink into ourselves, into the temple, which we are, to pray into it, in the awareness that the power of love dwells in us. We are loved as children of love. Anyone who realizes this feels that they are a son, a daughter of the great Spirit of love, who sent to us human beings his Son, who brought us the love, the redemption. And the second verse goes like this. How favorably you are disposed toward me, and how my heart longs so for you. With love that strongly, gently draws me, all my being bows unto you. You intimate love, you kind being, you have me and I have you chosen. Gabriele said to this verse of the song, Christmas, verily, God is very favorably disposed toward us, because he sent his Son. And deep in our soul is the mighty longing to become one with the great Spirit of love. And when we pray deeply into our soul, we sense that we are gently and yet strongly attracted by the love, by the light of redemption. Then our whole being bows more and more to the one who dwells in us, the Christ of God. He received and accepted us, and if we also do this, by accepting and receiving him, the happiness, the peace, the love is consciously at our side. And the third verse is, O Christ, that your name be imprinted, deeply engraved in this mine heart. May your true love and brotherly kindness be stamped for always in heart and sense. In word, in deed, in every being, may it be Christ and none other to be read. The first sentence, so Gabriele, expresses the longing of the soul. O Christ, that your name be imprinted, deeply engraved in this mine heart. And she encourages us, let it happen, and the days will be brighter, and we will be more joyful and confident, because Christ is our divine brother, who faithfully stands by us. Then our motto, which we fulfill day after day, will be, in word, in deed, in every being, may it be Christ and none other to be read. Then our thoughts and our feelings, our words, will be imprinted by the great Spirit of love that dwells in us. Then we will look into lively and alert eyes, into human eyes and animal eyes. Then we will feel the great pulsation of Mother Earth, who loves us, who gives us nourishment. And we will not harm any animal, and will never again deliberately torture nature and cut down trees. We will understand what Christ has brought us, the great unity that He embodies in us, in the light of redemption. I am the life. And we may consciously say, each and every one of us, I am the life.
Gabriele fuhr fort.
Gabriele continued. And when we take a walk during the Christmas days and encounter animals, then remember, they are the life in the great spirit of our Creator. And if you consciously direct your eyes to trees, bushes, grasses, and individual flowers, especially in our time, feel into them. It comes into the heart, deep in our soul. Nature speaks to us and rejoices over a person who has understanding for people, nature, and animals. Then we can say, Christ in our thoughts, Christ in word, in deed, in every being. May it be Christ and none other to be read. And Gabriele closes the teaching hour with the words, in this spirit, Christmas, in this spirit, our life, in this spirit, we direct our thoughts to the animals, to nature. In this spirit, we include the Mother Earth, unity, in the light of love. Dear listeners, with these fervent words from Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time, and with a certainty that the love of the Christ of God is always present, we take our leave of you. We wish you God-filled days. Goodbye and greetings in God.